saying, say, I've heard that song before. That's the name of the song you're hearing, and it's also the name of this program. You can hear it Sunday mornings at this time on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. This is a program of music that was popular in the years from the 1920s to the 1950s. These were the years of swing and big bands, of jazz and dance orchestras, great singers and great songwriters on Broadway, in Hollywood, and Tin Pan Alley. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and these are songs that I've heard before. These are songs that I've heard before. Maybe you've heard them too. But even if you haven't, why don't you join me for an hour? We'll listen to some old records, and we'll hear what popular music was like in the years before rock and roll. And today, well, yes, you guessed it, we're going to listen to The Sound of Music. This was the last of many very successful musicals for stage and screen that were written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II. Now, like me, you might remember the screen version best, with Julie Andrews and Christopher Plummer as Maria and Captain Von Trapp. But today we're going to be listening to what started it all, the Broadway stage version, and that had Mary Martin and Theodore Bickle in the leading roles. And it opened on Broadway on November the 16th, 1959, just 45 years ago this fall. And it was, in fact, Mary Martin and her husband, Richard Halliday, who had suggested the idea of doing a musical based on the true life story of the singing Von Trapp family to both Rodgers and Hammerstein. And with a book written by Howard Lindsay and Russell Crowes and a wonderful collection of music and lyrics by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein, the stage version took place, and it was a resounding success and ran over 1,400 performances. And today we're going to be listening to a recording made just 6 days after it opened. And that recording was made on November the 22nd, 1959, with the original cast. Now, we've just listened to a piece called Ländler, which is just by the orchestra, and it reveals some of the musical themes in the show. But we're going to get on with the action now, and we'll start out with Maria Arena. She's played by Mary Martin, of course, a young novice, a nun in Austria, shortly before World War II. She certainly has a love of nature and music, and she is destined to share this with many others. Right now, she's out on the mountain. She's enjoying nature, and the sound of music is definitely in the air.
She climbs a tree and scrapes her knee. Her dress has got a tear.
She waltzes on her way to mass and whistles on the stair.
And underneath her wimple, she has curlers in her hair.
I've even heard her singing in the Abbey.
She's always late for chapel,
but her penitence is real.
She's always late for everything except for every meal. I hate to have to say it, but I very firmly feel Maria's not an asset to the Abbey.
I'd like to say a word in her behalf.
Then say it, Sister Margareta.
Maria makes me laugh.
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
How do you catch a cloud and pin it down?
How do you find the word that means Maria?
A flippity-tippet, a will-o'-the-wisp, a clown.
Many a thing you know you'd like to tell her. Many a thing she ought to understand.
But how do you make her stay and listen to all you say?
How do you keep a wave upon the sand?
Oh, how do you solve a problem like Maria? And bemused, and I never know exactly where I am.
Unpredictable as weather, she's as flighty as a feather.
She's a darling.
She's a demon.
She's a lamb.
She'll outpester any pest, drive a hornet from his nest.
She could throw a whirling dervish out of whirl.
She is gentle, she is wild.
She's a riddle, she's a charm.
She's a heavy.
That was not.
She climbs a tree and scrapes her.
Of course, that was not Mary Martin singing The Sound of Music. That was actually the Mother Abbess and the other nuns wondering whether Maria is well suited to the convent life. However, we are now going to listen to Mary Martin, who is out on the hills singing about the sound of music.
My day in the hills has come to an end, I know. A star has come out to tell me it's time to go. But deep in the dark green shadows are voices that urge me to stay. So I pause and I wait and I listen for one more sound, for one more lovely thing that the hills might say. The hills are alive with the sound of music, with songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing every song it hears. My heart wants to beat like the wings of the birds that rise from the lake to the trees. My heart wants to sigh like a chime that flies from a church on a breeze, to laugh like a brook when it trips and falls over stones in its way, to sing through the night like a lark who is learning to. When my heart is lonely, I know I will hear what I've heard before. My heart will be blessed with the sound of the music, and I'll sing one.
There we heard Mary Martin as Maria Reina from The Sound of Music singing about The Sound of Music. Now, as we heard earlier, Maria is a well-intentioned novice at the Abbey, but perhaps not quite suited yet for the contemplative life. And we heard a mother abbess singing about this with some of the other nuns. But still, that doesn't mean that Maria isn't full of the joys of life and very friendly and appealing to her colleagues at the Abbey. And we're now going to hear her sing a duet with the Mother Abbess about their favorite things.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with wool on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dawn bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so.
simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we are listening to The Sound of Music, the original Broadway cast production from 1959. Well, we've heard about Mary at the Maria at the Abbey and how she's not really fitting in as well as she should, so Mother Abbess decides to send her out for a short period of time to see how things go. She sends her as a governess to the children of a Captain von Trapp, who's a retired officer in the Austrian Navy. Now, the captain, who's played by Theodore Bickel, has become a bit of a disciplinarian since the death of his wife, and the children are kept pretty much in line. But all of that is about to change, and Maria starts out by teaching them something about music.
Let's start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. When you read, you begin with
ABC.
When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi. The first three notes just happen to be Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
Come, I'll make it easier for you. Listen.
Do, a deer, a female deer. Re, a drop of golden sun. Mi, a name I call myself. Fa, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow, so. Tea, a drink with jam and bread. That will bring us back to Do, oh, oh, oh.
Do!
A deer, a female deer.
Re!
A drop of golden sun.
Me!
A name I call myself.
Fa!
A long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La,
a note to follow, so.
Tea,
a drink with jam and bread.
That will bring us back to
Do, a deer, a female deer. Re, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Fa, a long, long way to run.
So, I need a pulling thread.
Now, children, once you have these notes in your head, you can sing a million different tunes by mixing them up like this. So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re. Now you do it.
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re.
So, do, la, ti, do, re, do.
So, do, la, ti, do, re, do.
Now, let's put it all together.
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re. So, do, la, ti, do, re, do.
But it doesn't mean anything.
So, we put in words. One word for every note.
When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything.
Together.
When you know the notes to sing, you can sing.
a note to follow so,
a note to follow so,
a drink with jam and bread,
jam and bread,
that will bring us back to dawn,
that will bring us back to
dawn. Do ti la so fa mi re.
Well, while Maria is teaching the children how to sing, the oldest, a young girl called Liesl, who's 16, has fallen in love for the first time, and is with a boy from the village called Rolf. She steals away one evening after dinner to meet him in the grounds of the chateau, and they sing about the difficulties of young love.
Little girl on an empty stage for fate to turn the light on. Your life, little girl, is an empty page that men will want to write on.
To write on.
You are 16, going on 17, baby. It's time to think. Better beware, be canny and careful. Baby, you're on the brink. You are 16, going on 17. Fellows will fall in line. Eager young lads and roués and cads will offer you food and wine. Totally unprepared are you to face a world of men. Timid and shy and scared are you of things beyond your ken. You need someone older and wiser telling you what to do. I am 17, going on 18, I'll take care of you.
Is finding out about the throes of young love, Maria is doing her best to make life a little easier and more comfortable for the children. Even during a thunderstorm, when they're all terrified and run into her room, she entertains them with a comic song.
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd, lay, odelay, odelay, ooh. Loud was the voice of the lonely goat herd, lay, odelay, odeloo. Folks in a town that was quite remote heard, lay, odelay, odelay, ooh. Lusty and clear from the goat herd's throat heard, lay, odelay, odeloo. Ha, ho, lady odelay, ha, 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 lady odelay, ha. Prince on a bridge of a castle moat heard, lay, odelay, odelay, ee-hoo. Man on a road with a load to tote heard, lay, odelay, odeloo. Man in the midst of a table dote heard, lay, odelay, odelay, ee-hoo. Man drinking beer with a foam afloat heard, lay, odelay, odeloo. Oh, oh, lady odelay, oh, 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 lady odelay. One little girl in a pale pink coat heard, lay, odelay, odelay, ee-hoo. She yodeled back to the lonely goat herd, lay, odelay, odeloo. Soon her mama with a gleaming gloat heard, lay, odelay, odelay, ee-hoo. What a duet for a girl and goat herd, lay, odelay, odeloo. Oh, oh, lady odelay, oh, 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 lady odelay, oh. Become a trio, lady, odelay, odelay, odelay,
odelay,
odelay,
odelay,
odelay,
odelay,
odelay.
Oh, oh, lady, odelay, oh, oh, oh,
lady, odelay,
oh, oh,
oh, lady, odelay,
oh, lady, odelay,
odelay. One little girl in a pale pink coat heard. She yodeled back to the lonely goat herd. Soon her mama with a gleaming gloat heard, lay, odelay, odelay, ee-hoo. What a duet for a girl and goat herd, lay, odelay, odeloo.
Maria is winning the confidence of the kids. The captain has been away on business, and he's now returned from Vienna with his fiancée, Elsa Schrader, who is played by Marion Marlowe, together with a friend, Max Detweiler, who is played by Kurt Kasnar. Now, we are going to listen to Max and Elsa singing about the love affair between Elsa and the captain. They can't understand how they can be so happy when they have so few problems.
In all the famous love affairs, the lovers have to struggle. In garret rooms away upstairs, the lovers starve and snuggle. They're famous for misfortunes which they seem to have no fear of. My lovers who are very rich, you very seldom hear of.
Now, little shack, do you share with me? We do not flee from a mortgagee. Nary a care in the world have we.
How can love survive?
You're fond of bonds and you own a lot. I have a plane and a diesel yacht.
Plenty of nothing you haven't got. How can love survive?
For us on the top of a bus, in the face of the freezing breezes.
You reach your goals in your comfy old Rolls or in one of your Mercedeses.
Far, very far off the beam are we, quaint and bizarre as a team are we. Two millionaires with a dream are we, we're keeping romance alive. Two millionaires with a dream are we, we'll make our
up to your necks in security. How can love survive?
How can I show what I feel for you? I cannot go out and steal for you. I cannot die like Camille for you. How can love survive?
You millionaires with financial affairs are too busy for simple pleasure. When you are poor, it is toujours l'amour. For l'amour, all the poor have leisure.
Caught in our gold-plated chains are we, lost in our wealthy domains are we, trapped by our capital gains are we, but we'll keep romance alive.
Trapped by our capital gains are we,
we'll make our love survive.
Well, the captain is back from Vienna, as I said, and he is astounded to find the children singing, having been taught by Maria. But he is really caught by the beauty of their singing. Elsa induces him, persuades him to give a party, and we're going to hear the children singing at that party as they take their leave of their father.
There's a sad sort of clanging from the cloud in the hall. Nursery, an absurd little bird is popping out to say cuckoo.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Regretfully they tell us, but firmly they compel us to say goodbye to you. So long.
I flit
you're listening to the original Broadway cast production of The Sound of Music from 1959. This is I've Heard That Song Before, and you're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. Well, Maria has now discovered that she is starting to fall in love with the captain, and she is quite upset about this, and in dismay goes back to the abbey to seek the advice and the comfort of the mother abbess. However, the abbess advises her that she has got to go back and face what life has for her, that the love between a man and a woman is just as important as the religious life. And she urges Maria to face the challenges in her life. To The Sound of Music on CHUO 89.1 FM. Maria decides to return to the Trapp Chateau and work out her issues with the captain. But there she finds a bitter quarrel going on between the captain, Elsa, and Max Detweiler concerning the approach of the hostilities at World War II. The Nazis are about to overrun Austria. Max and Elsa believe that the best thing to do is just to go along with it, but the captain is not so sure.
You dear, attractive, dewy-eyed idealist,
Today you have to learn to be a realist.
You may be bent on doing deeds of daring do, but up against a shark, what can a herring do?
Be wise, compromise.
Compromise and be wise.
Let them think you're on their side, be noncommittal.
I will not bow my head to the men I despise.
You won't have to bow your head, just stoop a little.
Why not learn to put your faith and your reliance on an obvious and simple fact of science? A crazy planet full of crazy people is somersaulting all around the sky, and every time it turns another somersault,
somersaulting at a cockeyed angle. We make a cockeyed circle round the sun. And when we circle back to where we started from, another year has run. And there's no way to stop it. No, there's no way to stop it. If the earth wants to roll around the sun, you're a fool if you worry. You're a fool if you worry over anything but little number one.
That's you.
That's I.
And I.
And me. That all-absorbing character.
That fascinating creature.
That super special feature.
Me.
So every star and every whirling planet and every constellation in the sky revolves around the center of the universe, that lovely thing called I.
And there's no way to stop it, no, there's no way to stop it. And I know, though I cannot tell you why,
that's charming,
that as long as I'm living, just as long as I'm living, there is nothing else as wonderful as I. Nothing else as wonderful as I.
Well, as you can imagine, the captain and Elsa's engagement doesn't last very long after that. And, of course, the captain and Maria recognize that they have fallen in love with each other, and they are married. So we're going to hear them sing about their love.
An ordinary couple is all we'll ever be. For all I want of living is to keep you close to me, to laugh and weep together while time goes on its flight, to kiss you every morning and to kiss you every night. We'll meet our daily problems and rest when day is done, our arms around each other in the fading sun. An ordinary couple across the years we'll ride, our arms around each other and our children by our side. Our arms around each other.
¶¶
all we'll ever be. For all I want of living is to keep you close to me, to laugh and weep together while time goes on its flight, to kiss you every morning and to kiss you every night.
We'll meet our daily problems and rest when day is done, our arms around each other.
Our arms around each other and our children by our side. Our arms around each
You're listening to the original Broadway cast production of The Sound of Music from 1959. Well, the captain and Maria have just got married and they've gone off on their honeymoon, and now they're returning to the chateau where they find that the Nazis have now invaded Austria. Even Liesl's young boyfriend Rolf is among their supporters. However, not all is not lost. Max has insisted that the children sing at a music festival in the neighborhood, though the captain disapproves. The Nazis, however, have summoned him into their service, and Maria decides to gain time for him by agreeing for the kids to sing at the festival. So they perform on stage at the concert hall, and we will hear the captain singing Edelweiss.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss, every morning you greet me, small and white, clean and bright, you look happy to meet me. Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, every morning you greet me, small and white, clean and bright, you look happy to meet me. Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever.
Edelweiss, sung by Theodor Bickel from The Sound of Music, the original Broadway cast production. Well, of course, there is a happy ending. The captain, Maria, and all the children escape from the festival over the mountain and to freedom, and the rest is history. Well, The Sound of Music was certainly one of Rodger and Hammerstein's most successful musicals. It was also their last. The lyrics to Edelweiss were in fact the last that Oscar Hammerstein ever wrote to accompany Rodger's music. And he died the year after the show opened on Broadway. But not before he saw its enormous success. And of course, The Sound of Music went on to even greater success in the movie version. But we're going to hear once more from the Broadway Fun Traps, the theme song from The Sound of Music.
With the sound of music, with songs they have sung for a thousand years, the hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing every
concludes today's program of The Sound of Music, the original Broadway production. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and I enjoy bringing you music from popular music from the years before rock and roll. Upcoming, Gordon Bennett will join us at the Jazz Band Ball. After him, Randy McGilligott with 2 hours of great jazz. So altogether, you have 3 hours of great jazz coming up. I do hope you'll join me again next week for more music that was popular in the years before rock and roll. Goodbye for now, and I'll see you next week.